Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 188, and we've got a full Red News bingo of Nathan and Nick before we start selling, and it's windier than I thought it'd be. And I forgot my hate of the week the other day when I was doing my non-dungeon dungeon thing, was I hate the fact, and I think I've mentioned this before, that matchgoers are considered like vermin by the E-Reds, and like they use a term of abuse like, oh, the matchgoing Reds are this or they're that, and you think, on Thursday the people will be making a long journey again to Brighton, which is another midweek. We've had some horrendous results and horrendous trips and people made to pick up tickets there. And it'll be someone who go, oh, match going Reds. It fucking winds me up. Imagine in that universe. And I forgot to add to my story of S getting off his charge and us cheering the copper that another lad got arrested, Jay, for drunk and disorderly. And so he was arrested before the game and S was nicked after the game for self-defence, and they put them both in the same cell. So, out of coincidences, to which Jay had been told by an aggressive copper, Cockney copper, that we were 4-0 down, even though we won 6-2. So, S comes in and Jay goes, we're 4-0 down. And he goes, no, we've won 6-2. So they start dancing around the cell in the cop station, to which the coppers started going, will you shut the fuck up or we're going to batter you. So I thought that was the nicest side. Yeah, that was, it's, so I met the two Reds out of the 6 degrees of separation, two Reds dancing around in a cell because of the 6-2. Anyway, how are we feeling, Nathan?
All right, I was just thinking there, saying about the E-Reds and stuff. I imagine that's what Nick does to all the people who actually go and watch Tampa Bay. He's being angry to them online.
Are you?
I imagine that. I know. Not at all.
So, we're back at games, selling a mag. It's very windy. Let's see if the wind muffler works. Are we confident? I feel like I have nothing about today, how today's going to go.
I don't know. I feel like over. I was going to check this before, but it feels like Villa have had us over a few times in the last few years. And like there was a game we went over to, and we went to, was it last year?
I can't remember. Villa Park.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and then you know, like I don't know. I just feel like they feel like a bit of a bogey team at the best of times, let alone at the moment when they're on this current run where they, you know, they look like everything's just going right for them. So,
well, they haven't won here for years and years, and then they did us that 1-0, wasn't it? And then it's just become a meandering.
Bit of a drab affair.
They are.
It's a bogey team with a bogey manager, and that's what concerns me, if I'm being honest with you. Because he's good, isn't he? You know, and I appreciate it didn't work out at Arsenal, but
it'll be interesting to see the Ollie Watkins.
Yeah,
today, what he brings.
We should
be. Well, I sent you a thing before that apparently Bayern Munich are looking at him if they don't.
We should. If we win that table, which I think looked better bizarrely after the game than I thought it would after Thursday, but if we win that, just table looks. It puts you at ease, and it's not. It is crawling over and just fine form from somewhere. But I'm glad to be back here.
Yeah, you've not been here, have you?
And your mum drove us. I stayed at Shay Nick's last night. We had tapas, didn't we? In Bury.
In Whitefield.
In Bury.
Whitefield. It's not Bury. Nowhere near Bury.
It was nice, wasn't it?
It was nice. It's a nice restaurant.
Had us watching David Bowie.
You just sound so surprised about it being nice.
And at 1 o'clock in the morning, I was showing you the Lapland live cam, and it had snowed again.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll put some music on. What do you want to watch? Yeah, I want to watch the Lapland live cam and see if it's snowing.
Well, Nick confessed that he wanted it. We watched David Bowie at Glastonbury circa 2000 or whatever it was. And Nick said he wanted to grow his hair like David Bowie, you know, when he went through the long phase.
David was just bitching it.
Well, I said, yeah, do it. We can all donate to Manchester Mind, can't we? That should be the December challenge.
I can't do that. I need to have my appearance nice for work. Can't be looking shabby at work.
I want to grow my hair long, but I won't grow my hair long.
It's my cop-out answer.
Is that your cop-out as well?
I did have long hair once.
My thought this morning was,
Not long,
but
long.
Not of you, not just of you in the shower, but I was thinking, well, does Barney shampoo
his hair? You were thinking
about
me in the shower.
I was thinking because you was like, I'm going to have a shower. Is that all right? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I started thinking, I wonder if Barney's going to use the shampoo.
Of course I do.
Do you do?
Bald men use shampoo. Yeah.
That was my fault.
I think, well, I do. I presume the rest of the baldies.
I'd like to know. If you're bald, please let us know. Do you shampoo
your
hair?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I do have some hair. I mean, like, it's not very. I do have my hair cut by the missus.
Because he's like, he's balder than you, isn't he, John? Like, he's bald as a coot.
I bet John's an aggressive shampooer. Like, that's why he gets really angry.
That's why he's lost
like,
his hair.
He rages against the baldness when he's when he's shampooing. Like, whereas me, mine was just an acceptance. Like, you go back generations on my dad's side of the family, and they're all bald, so I knew it was going to happen. Right. Sorry, Albert, when you're listening to this and you're 20. Anyway, let's get back to the football. What did you think about Thursday?
I think I mentioned it after Seville, didn't I, that it just shows that we've just got no underbelly, and as soon as we make changes, this is what happens. And I think it's similar to what happened in the first leg here, isn't it? We make some changes, we make subs that we need to do at this time of year because everyone's dead on the feet, and the people that we bring in just aren't good enough. And I think hopefully we will finish top four, and like I said over there, it's like it just shows that we need more investment, and we've not got. As soon as we start taking away the first team, they're just not good enough, and this is what happens. And
were you raging on Thursday, or were
not
you?
Really.
No, because like, I saw a lot of rage.
No, do you know what? I was quite zen about it because I thought the first half performance was good, and to be honest with you, Bruno put that chance in to make it 3-1.
Yeah,
it would have been a different. Because it's not like we're totally out of it. It's just like Nathan says, as soon as the subs came on, and people being unfair on Fred, you know, obviously he had a poor performance, but he's very hit and miss. He's either an 8 out of 10 or he's a 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
The thing is, and the key and with these players coming on is
Fred,
consistency.
Fred playing a run of games, you see a better Fred. I mean, he got a lot, he could get
he hasn't played for a while, so it's like, of course he's going to come on and be slightly off the boil, but you know, the thing is, though, is that you need those players that are like your Darren Fletchers, your Wes Browns, your John O'Shea's that can be more of a 7 out of 10 all the time. That's how you get over the line and start getting results together. You can't do that when someone comes on and either plays an 8 out of 10 or a 3.
Yeah.
So that's the problem, is it's the consistency of the players that we bring on. We know Fred's capable. He's been man of the match in the Manchester Derby.
Yeah.
He's obviously got ability, but he's not consistent. And I think there was a lot of unfair hate on him and Malacia. And it's like, well, we know that the good football.
Well, I think there's a lot of players. There's a lot of the first team that are out of, you know, hit and miss.
Casemiro's just looks like he's just fallen off a cliff.
Yeah, but he'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll be
all right. And it does happen.
Right,
footballers,
you know,
don't.
That's permanent.
Unless you're Dennis Irwin, footballers do not play every game at the same level. You know, they don't.
Or Darren Fletcher.
Well,
don't speak ill of Darren Fletcher.
All right. I think your view of Darren Fletcher was slightly higher than the reality. And he was a grafter.
Than the match going best.
But it's like. But even Ten Hag's been a little bit off the boil. But it happens, you know, like you cannot play.
But then,
what are we
but
on 52
like
games already?
But that's the thing. I think everyone. He's being criticised for these subs. But he needs to. You can't play every game not making any subs.
No.
He has to make subs. And it's not his fault if the people that he's bringing on just aren't up to it compared to the rest. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it just shows there's a massive drop off from the first 11 to the.
And I also like the Woot thing, as say Højbjerg, the 5 minutes of man marking that. I just thought, I get that he's thinking, like, he's the one that they're laying it off to, that's setting up their attacks. But it was like, that just not in a million years. But how weird it worked. Like Barcelona, we were saying his substitutions are masterful since Christmas, and they're all working in our favour. So this is what it's going to just be us.
But you've got to remember, though, one of the best subs that he's always had at his disposal has been Garnacho.
You
know, we really miss
him. I'm delighted. I'm delighted. First, is it the programme? I'm delighted he's signed. I mean, until he moves to Madrid in 2 years.
Yeah,
come.
Two years
anyway,
years.
Right, we better get selling.
But
so
at least we'll get some money out.
You're going to do a pod after where you can debate your. I was going to be cruel there, Nathan, your City Zen, but I cannot. It's keeping me up at night unless I end up staying
next
drunk,
just...
and then I don't. I do.
We're
no. I was
after.
Being cruel.
You can save it for after.
Nathan's is that don't let it affect you, and I can't do anything but
let it affect me.
So I am going to go. 2-1 to us today. Come on, let's win.
Okay.
Let's win a game of association football up the Reds. Rah, rah, rah.
We're pretty good. And wow. And as I said, if we win every, there's only a couple of games left of the season at home.
Four.
And if we win all four of them, that's the most amount of wins we'll ever have at Old Trafford in a single season ever in our history. So I'm going to go for a win, and I think we're going to win all four remaining home games.
Oh wow!
Between now and the season, set the record.
I think we'll win, but I don't think it'll be easy.
And you know Chelsea will fucking put in their performance of the season here. They won't be shit here. Frank Lampard will get his fucking first win, won't he? No, don't let that affect me mood. No, we're good. We're good to go. Right, I look forward to listening to your nonsense. I think Nathan wants to take you to a pub that shows snooker. Well, he took me to a pub that Ray Reardon was on a retro feature, and I thought, I'm in a retro pub watching Ray Reardon.
Watch a bit of snooker if you want.
Snooker.
Apparently the Belgium's a party animal, isn't he? So
possibly.
Snooker's
he's been good.
Gone wild again.
Wow.
There you go.
Snooker loopy.
What's FOMO mean again?
Fear of missing out.
Ridiculous.
What's wrong with it?
That took 2 seconds to say it.
Yeah.
So you acronym youngsters, shove them up your arse.
People never actually say the phrase fear of missing out.
Cheers for anyone who supports the mag today. Support the campaign. Cheers, everyone. And it's just a quick podcast update because it's before the game. The protest's not here yet. I hope it's loud. We're going to go in 18 minutes. But I'm joined by Red from his first game from
Bond.
And what do you think? This is the weather you expected.
Yeah, this is exactly how I expected Manchester to be.
Isn't this Polish weather as well?
It was much better when I left. But I'm here since Friday. And
oh, brilliant.
Yeah, and last couple of days were quite unexpectedly sunny. But today it's everything I wanted.
So, have you done the tour or the museum?
Yeah,
yet?
I've done the tour yesterday.
And what did you feel your first visit seeing the ground?
It was magical. There's a point at the tour when they take you to the tunnel and roll on the "This Is the One" by Stone Roses.
Yeah.
So it gives you the goosebumps. Yeah.
And why United, if you don't mind me asking? And I'm not that in a good way because
20 years ago. 20 years ago, David Beckham was fucking special, and Ruud van Nistelrooy was scoring goals with every touch, and it hooked me up.
Brilliant. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Are there any other Reds in Poland? Where are you from in Poland?
I'm from Poznan, the place where the city are taking their celebration.
Don't.
Yeah, but lost the
nightmare.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good. What do you reckon the score will be
today? 1-1 draw.
Oh no!
Oh dear!
Yeah. No!
I may bring you bad luck because the only game at United I saw live was the Gdańsk final, where there was also Unai Emery.
The penalties.
Yeah, the penalties.
So what was that like?
It was a fucking trauma. 11 penalties.
But
it's
still
a
your first
show.
Game, if you.
Yeah.
If you could sum up your love for United, do you have a Polish team as well, United?
No. When I was a kid, United were more often in TV than Polish teams. And Polish teams, when they were on TV, they sucked. Yeah. They sucked, literally.
I love it, though. I love it. So do you have a little community in Poland?
Yeah. Back in Poznan, we used to have a bigger group, but, you know, little less success and people started families, so it's difficult to get into the pub together, but we are a bunch of weirdos who
what's your feelings about going into Old Trafford properly for a game?
I'm buzzing.
Are you
I'm buzzing.
Right? That's what it's all about. Yeah. Do you want to say your name or rather?
Yeah, my name is Łukasz.
Łukasz, right. Pleased to meet you. And I hope. What do you reckon the score's going to be?
I hope that we win, but I'm expecting a 2-2 draw.
No! We'll get a win for you, mate. And have I given you, Mag? I'm losing.
Yeah.
No, lovely to meet you. Up the Reds in Poland, yeah? And we'll get back to Gdańsk one day. Cheers, Sad. That was nice.
Hello again, this is Red News Podcast again. We're just post Villa. We're in the in Rain Bar. It's me, Nathan, Nick, Paul, John, and what was your name? Joe. It's quite funny. I've literally we just started it, and then 1.9 seconds into it, I had to start again because something was said that couldn't be in the pod. So
congratulations, John, for a new world record. It's usually Steve or Coggy that has to be edited.
I'm quite happy about that.
1.9 seconds.
Absolutely
fine. That's incredible. That's going to take some beating. That is the new Usain Bolt.
It's just keeping Barney out of court and litigation.
Just watched us edgily beat Villa 1-0. I'd say edgy. That's my thoughts on it. I said that before we sold. I said we'd win, but it wouldn't be easy, and I think that's what it was. Yeah, Nick, what are your thoughts?
Go around that way.
Oh, all right, I'll go around this one.
I like to
Paul,
go last.
Thoughts? So it's Nick wants to go last so that he can nick everyone else's ideas.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, okay.
Thoughts today on the game?
Yeah. I mean, if you've got anything else to say in general.
Well, I might do, but I haven't got anything off the cuff like that. No spontaneity or anything. I thought today was... I expected a little bit more from Villa, because when I've watched them a couple of times recently, they looked a decent side. I thought they looked relatively toothless, where it was... I thought United were pretty comfortable today. We all know we don't score enough goals, so we didn't turn any of that possession or threat into like unassailable lead. That's like we're a little
a
bit
given.
Yeah, we're a little bit behind that. But overall, I thought it was relatively comfortable. I thought we played okay. Really, created quite a bit. Could have scored like 4 or 5 today if we had strikers. Perfectly good. You know, we're looking really, really well set for top four now. I don't think it should create any issues. I'm quite content today. Routine home wins are back.
Yeah. I think the reason I say it was edgy was because maybe we're just scarred from the last few weeks where we've just not seen games out, and it's, you know, if they'd not happened, you'd be like, yeah, it felt comfortable, but then right until the last minute it was like they might get one, because that's what's happened in the last few games, hasn't it?
So I don't think Paul had the same cast iron underpants as I had on today, because I thought that game could have easily gone the wrong way, easily have equalised Miller, and it just shows that we need a centre forward so badly. I'd take a 10-year-old centre forward over over Weghorst any day of the week. But
we didn't even get on the pitch.
He didn't get on the pitch because
Martial came on. And
I don't know.
He do?
Because he brought him on. He brought him on at something, didn't he? And you basically, as soon as you bring him on, you're playing with 10 men. You need a striker. Our goal difference tells us we need a striker. And that game today could have been 1-1 easily.
And probably, and to be fair, probably should have been 1-1 apart from a very, very impressive Lindelof header off the line.
I think that
was excellent today. Lindelof had a great game.
That was brought back for offside, wasn't it? So it wouldn't have. But still, it was brought back for offside.
He didn't know that.
And I think
Lindelof was good today.
Lindelof, I rate him. I think. Yeah,
very good today.
I think
when he's alongside somebody else that's not Maguire, he's what he is, isn't he? He's a competent centre half. Lindelof.
I'd definitely have him as our.
I think he's a decent footballer. I don't think he's quite tough enough.
That's the thing. Yeah, yeah. It's like
I think he's a good footballer. I just don't think he's quite. I don't think he's got everything.
He's not world class. Like, would he get into any of the other top 6 teams?
He'd be a great player. If he was content to stay as our number 3 or number 4 centre back, you know, accepting that you need 4 or 5 in your squad.
Who are you pushing in front of him then?
Hey?
Who are you putting in front of him?
Varane and Martinez.
Martinez, I agree. Varane?
Sure.
Plays 20 games a season, whole career.
But if everyone's fit, he's in your first choice team. He's absolutely, he's world class. But he's a Rolls Royce prone to breaking down. We all know that. He's not going to play 60 games a season, but he will play 25, 30, 35 if you look it.
I do like Varane.
I think Lindelof is a very good squad player, but you're going to run into problems. We're all aware, he's your first choice.
I do think we're there was one in the first half where there was a scramble and it was like cleared off the line, and where I'm sat, I'm down that end, and it went out for a corner, but seeing the replay, and it went under De Gea, and luckily there was someone literally, I'm not sure who was behind him, who cleared off the line. If he wasn't on the line, it was going under De Gea and going in. That we were lucky with that, but
I thought Varane was excellent. Lindelof was great.
Lindelof was good.
Really,
I think
good. There were some really, really good performances today. I thought Dalot had a really good game defensively. I thought he really did, and he's very hit and miss. I thought Sabitzer was incredible today. Really did.
Defensively today,
he made like three.
If he knows that that's his role, that he'll be not playing every week, then
more of him. Because
there's going to be so much rotation, so many games. He's going to play.
I like him,
and today he made three clearances in that second half, where they easily, like, there was a man behind ready to tap it in. I really like him. I'm very much pro. And if it's 20 million, like people are saying that it is, that is an absolute bargain, no brainer.
It just depends on what the new manager at Bayern, whether he wants him or not, doesn't
it? What you're forgetting about is the side players. You haven't really seen them see what they do. You've seen this player, and it's like having an audition.
Yeah.
And he's coming, you go, yeah, I'll have him. He works hard, he's a decent footballer, he can score a goal, he defends well. You go, what's the number?
If he wants to stay, it, like I said this a couple of weeks ago, it's like, it's almost like, hopefully it's not the case, but it's almost like sometimes it might be the putting that extra effort. You hope that that effort doesn't drop off once there's a permanent deal done.
How
do you know what I mean?
How old is he? Ericsson?
27, 28 maybe?
So my next question is, how old is Ericsson and Casemiro?
I don't think he's on the same level as that.
But they're going to go
nowhere near that level.
I didn't say he was at the level, but Casemiro and Ericsson haven't got that many years left.
We're looking at 4 or 5 years at Sabitzer's bare minimum, I think.
There you go.
You could sign him on a 4 or 5 year deal.
That's why he's a good signing.
Because the thing is, though, is he smart?
You've got to start thinking about replacing Casemiro and Ericsson.
John, but is he good enough? Is that who you'd want to replace Casemiro with?
He's not in that role, though, is he? You want Declan Rice to replace Casemiro? It's not a like-for-like replacement, though, is it? Sabitzer is perfect. Like, you don't get signed by Bayern Munich and Man United unless if you're an idiot, do you? He's clearly a very good footballer. Would we like to see more from him? Maybe so in certain games, yeah. Maybe he can go missing as he has done. But the game against Sevilla was great. He showed his defensive capabilities again today. I think for the value that we pick him up for, I think he's perfect. Because we're not going to spend an absolute fortune in the summer. He's a perfect signing for us.
Well, that's the thing. If we need to go all out for a striker and we're spending 100 million on Kane, unless we do make some, like, get bought out and there's unlimited money, we are going to have to probably spend. I can't imagine there's going to be a lot of money for everything else that we need to buy. So if we can get him for, what you're saying, 20 million or whatever, then yeah, do it.
If that's the sort of fee being spoken about, alright, I'll concede. But there's a reason why he's left Bayern Munich. If he can't establish himself, I agree he's a decent player. I've not seen anything to suggest he isn't. But I'm not convinced he's what United should be looking to build.
But I'm saying as, but I'm saying it as
not, not
as a starter.
A he's not indispensable. He's more
but
of a.
We're like the last,
rotation.
The last few weeks have shown that. Other than the top, our starting 11, we've got no underbelly. So if we've got someone like him coming in.
No, but he's been part of that lack of underbelly. You know what I mean?
I'm coming from the angle of.
He's not one of our starting players, but he's surely the last few weeks is indicative of the fact that when he's come in, he hasn't quite. We haven't performed at the same level.
That's a fair point, but I'm coming from the angle of. You've got to start looking for midfield players because Casemiro and Eriksen are aging players. Sabitzer, he's just a solid player. Yeah, you want some superstars that Paul would want. So, who knows?
Casemiro was good today. I thought Casemiro was good again.
I thought he was still up for a while.
I thought it was alright.
I just think he goes a bit missing at the moment, and I didn't really think. What do I know? But I thought the best player on the pitch for us today was Eriksen, and I thought it wasn't even close. The way that he broke up play, the way that he took the ball
forward—that
was one of the best games I thought Eriksen played for us today.
Eriksen
blew me away today. He really did.
I agree, he was absolutely brilliant.
Another level today. Like, he just.
I think you've got to look at Casemiro today and go, he was asked to play really, really deep. He was set half a lot of the second half. And he
just has to do a job, playing a job.
And it just, I don't think he was involved in the playing, which is fine, it's not a bad thing. It's just, I wouldn't say that his performance was great. It was like a 15 minute period, and I go, I don't think it's such a ball.
But if it, you know, like, the second half, we've not got our first choice back four, if he has to do that job so that those four don't have to worry as much, then he's doing his job. You know what I mean?
But I just don't think he touched the ball. It really affects the game by not touching it because people are intimidated by him or whatever, but I thought it was really good. Also, 2 points today that I would like to bring up was Barani's got, obviously got a Cockney accent, and one of the points today is that he said Red New wow today, and he definitely said that, and I was like, you definitely said wow today, you didn't say out today, you definitely said wow. And then he posted it and then read my joke on Instagram. That's my joke. He definitely said new issue wow today. That's what he said. And secondly, I saw a sign at a Tacky gift shop very recently, going back 2-3 weeks ago, and it said, because Barney said to me today, he said, what's it all about? He looked at me when it started raining, what's it all about? And I went, well, I've just seen the sign in a Tacky gift shop that says, what happens if the Hokey Cokey really is what it's all about? Maybe that's what it's all about. Maybe this is what this all is, and it is about that's
what it's all
this
about.
This is what it's all about. The Hokey Cokey is clearly what it's all about.
Slightly away from football.
We weren't talking about football then.
Even more away from football. Slightly even further away from football.
How can you get further away from football than the Hokey Cokey?
Well, I switched off at that point.
As many other people probably did also.
You might appreciate this. What do you think about the people who go out pre-game collecting things and selling things and then
like fanzines?
Yeah. And then some newbie comes along and gets paid £1 a mag. What's that about?
That's stressful. Red News does not endorse slave labour.
For reference, a young lad, I believe his dad writes sometimes for the mag. His young lad wanted to sell today, so he sold. Apparently he was 10.
He did a really good job. Take nothing away from that. Did a better job than what I did today. I've got 12 years experience.
Maybe that's why he got paid.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I would like to campaign for Red News to be a paid job, because in those conditions today, as a guy came over to me today, bought a mag, and he said, and I quote, said to me and Barney, you guys are really earning your money in this weather. I went, earning your money? I went, I'm not getting paid for this. I'm studying for the goodness of the love of the mag. That's what I'm studying. I'm not studying for money. I don't get any financial gain out of standing here getting hypothermia.
Be interested in if this part of the podcast gets posted.
The editor's currently going, strip that out. But if you've seen the alternative commentary on Twitter, you know that Man United alternative commentary?
Yeah.
You've seen it? And it's got that bit and it goes, heartburn, heartburn, heartburn. My thought process while I'm selling is hypothermia, hypothermia, hypothermia. And that's all it was again today. It's that wind came down on the windiest bit of what is Salford on that bridge. Oh, God, hypothermia. I am so cold today.
I got out of the cab and you were at hotel football. And I just walked out of the cab and you were just walking towards me, just shaking your head. Just looking like the world was about to collapse around you, going, that's fucking it, I'm retiring, I've had enough.
I was thinking, is Red News official enough to actually give some form of like resignation letter? Because I've been there for that long, I need to just sign up and go, do you know what? I'm retiring at the end of the season. I'm, you know.
Breaking
news.
Any.
So talk to me about that picture.
Okay, so during the game, so John's just showing me a picture that I sent him. Well, in one of the groups of, I sit right behind the cameraman.
Why? How do you sit behind the cameraman?
That's just my seat.
Because sits my seat is behind the cameraman.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. So I'm very front row of the first.
You can't see the goal.
It's all, most of the time you can see it. It's all right. And then you get to watch the replays on his little screen. So basically, I sent a picture. The guy next to me today had a green and gold scarf, and he was a bit giddy. And his mates of Glenn, who sorts me the ticket out, so if he's listening to this. And then after about 40 minutes, he got up and put his scarf around the cameraman in front of us, and I'm like, he's not going to be happy about this. And he just turned around and just was... just like shrugged and just left it on for the rest
is
of the
tier 2 not
tier 1.
Yeah. No, it's tier 2. Tier 2,
yeah, sorry.
You don't know where your old seat is.
I'd call the bottom tier rather than tier 1.
You sold it to me. In fact, you can watch the replays on his monitor. Yeah, that's fine.
It's a good seat.
It's a great seat. I love that seat.
Yeah, I quite like it.
So yeah, basically, there's a picture of the cameraman with the scarf on whilst he's filming. I'll get Barney to post it.
Well, you see, there's a video floating around the Ten Hag picking up a green and gold scarf today. Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
I think he knows.
You said
what
the
he's
same
doing,
about Beckham versus AC Milan.
Very similar vibes. Yeah, which is a good one. Whether he knew about it, we'll just see.
Then you were. No one here joined in with the protest before, did they? But it seemed impressive.
It was just quite smoky in the tunnel, and then me and Steve thought we're going to go and get a pint and go in 18 minutes later. So that was it. It's like you can't stand outside and celebrate news, you know, for over a decade. And my opinion, everyone's different. But I was thinking, you can't go in on time, but... you know, if the Glazers own us for 90 years, that'd be great. We never have to go. And we could just sit in the pub. And that can just abstain for us. And it'd be nice and warm. Could warm up. Fucking hell, it's cold today. Did I mention it was cold today?
Any more thoughts? What do you think about Thursday? We've got another big game on Thursday. They had a big win on yesterday.
Looking for revenge, Brighton. On Thursday.
Not really, but we're top four's in the bag now.
I think after today, I think you'll take. We said this before, didn't we? You'll take a draw on Thursday now away.
But I don't think there's any issue with top four. I think we've secured that now. I can't really get too wound up about. You know, we will collect the requisite number of points to finish in the top four.
So here's a question.
It's all about the FA Cup.
Are you bothered about third or fourth?
No.
That's my question. Do we get an extra European away game?
No.
If we're playing fourth or third?
No.
Why? What's changed?
It's changed. So the top four straight in. No playoffs.
There's no
playoffs. All changed.
But is it not the psychology of finishing third? Would you not want that?
No, don't give a shit. I'd be quite content to go in the Europa again, just for the quality of trips on offer. Because we're not good enough to win the Champions
Cyprus,
League.
Cyprus, Moldova, San Sebastian again.
You're not winning the Champions League, are
you? Yeah, exactly. So I'm quite, personally, purely selfishly.
I think for the group stages,
we're not good,
for the group stages, the Champions League is, for my own mental state, the Champions League is better.
Oh yeah, it will be better.
We obviously get a big draw, won't we? You know, you get like a Napoli, a, you know, Barcelona,
you get better games.
You know, Bayern Munich or something.
But you don't want them to do those away games, because you've done all them, you've been to like those.
Well, Napoli, but...
I agree that, yeah, for probably our mental state, the Thursday, Sunday, like, grind needs to come to an end. It would be better if we're sort of on the same, breathing the same air as
with a centre-forward, though, next year, let's say it is Harry Kane, for example, or Ollie Watkins. You know, some of that Harry Kane.
He's fucking shite. And from Villa, we're not being linked with him.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
No.
Bayern Munich.
Barney's been after him for years.
Barney's been trying to
sign him. The winger, what's his name? Leon Knight, is it?
Bailey.
Leon Bailey. I only watched these
things
in passing. He's a decent player,
isn't he? He's lethal, yeah. He's good football.
Ollie Watkins is shite.
So, they've got some good footballers, Villa, to be fair. You could go there and get Douglas Luiz off them. You could get Jacob Ramsey, who I think sometimes shows up quite well for him. I mean, they've got a couple of good players.
Chelsea must be rich pickings. They've got at least 10 players they want to sell.
Yeah, but he might not want any of them.
If we signed him, I just don't believe that we're linked with him. If it
was Harry Kane, seriously though, if we signed Harry Kane and we signed, I don't know, what another member to sign for the first team squad, why couldn't we be in the final four stages the Champions League next season. I think we'll make a semi-final.
I generally think
that's the difference of us going on. Like, you've got Rashford on the left and Antony on the right, who've got another year behind him to improve.
A really top-class striker.
You've got Casemiro, Bruno, and Eriksen as the midfield.
You've got
Martinez. You probably need another centre-half, because obviously, as we mentioned, Varane's very injured. Wan-Bissaka's very capable. Shaw's very capable. Like, why can't we get into the semi-finals of the Champions League? Why can't we make a cup?
Well, because I still think they lack that belief. We need a centre-forward.
Because we haven't got the centre-forward.
We need a centre-forward. Yeah, I agree that Kane could be, like, quite transformative. But we need a centre-forward, we need a goalie, we need a centre-half, we need a right. For me.
Oh yeah, we need another right back. Yeah,
because I don't think Wan-Bissaka or Dalot. I think Dalot is vastly improved. I think Wan-Bissaka has improved this season as well. But I still don't think either of them are good enough.
I would keep. It's just because I would probably keep both of them as a squad players. I don't want either of them as a starting right.
Happy with that.
But like, one of them needs to go. I don't know which one needs to go, but one of them needs to go to get a proper. Because you can't keep.
I would
three
keep personally. I'd keep Dalot and get rid of Wan-Bissaka. Because I think he's, you know.
When does that English quota come in? You'll know, won't you?
The what, sorry?
The English quota, you've got a certain number of players. So I'd sign with Wan-Bissaka just purely because.
I'm not sure.
Because it's English. Because you're going to need a certain number of people, aren't you? The Senate was coming in. Anyway.
Alright. Anything else? Anything else?
No.
Have you got any hates? Since
this week. Well, hang on. I've got one which rewinds a week ago, which is surreal. Airplane overhead lockers.
Is your name Rios?
No. I would, if I was to start an airline tomorrow, I would get rid of airplane.
Just get rid of them.
Just get rid of them. If you bring a bag on and you put it under the seat in front, and that's fucking it. People who use airplane overhead lockers and pay the ridiculous, like, extra charges for extra weight. If you've got a bag that's too big to fit under the seat in front, right? You should be made to check it in.
Go on, carry on. Michael O'Leary, carry on.
I would basically make them illegal. They piss me off too much because you stand around waiting for the dickheads to stand up, pulling them out, and sit, opening them, and you know, farting about. I'm not getting into Riaz's territory.
You spent too much time with Riaz in Cyprus.
No. I would basically get rid of airplane overhead lockers. Your hand luggage should be stored under the seat in front of you, and that's it. Because I've had enough watching idiots from Rochdale fucking about and taking fucking biscuits out and fucking about.
I'm so glad we slagged Rochdale off. That's made me so happy.
Ding dong, you've arrived 30 minutes early.
My hate of the week this week has been Barney staying at my house, because it's been an absolute nightmare. Because Barney, when before he does anything, he's got an array that he does something. So Barney stayed at mine last night,
yeah,
but he has to narrate something before he does it. So he's like, can I just brush my teeth? Just go brush your teeth. Can we just make a coffee?
It's just being polite.
I sat in my way and I went, don't fucking ask me for anything. Just sort it. You want something, won't do it. Can I just have a wee? No, you can't have a wee. Sit downstairs and fucking piss yourself on the couch. Just go for a wee. You don't need to announce everything before you do it.
He's a lovely man.
It sounds like he's just being nice.
Oh,
right, I'm going to call it a day.
And it's probably due to the weather of the selling.
So,
never mentioned that.
So yeah, thank you to everyone who bought today. We pretty much sold. I think we sold out today, which is good. Still need you for subscribing. If anyone can subscribe, it'd be amazing for next season. But yeah, thank you very much. Glow, Man United. That's it.
Bring on Brighton.
Bring on Brighton to the regiment. Cheers. Thank you.
Right, I'm joined very nice, a rare opportunity to have a good drink with Steve, because Euston's closed, so I've come by Sheffield and we're in the Sheffield tap, having a nice pint outdoors, so not the weather I had before the game. And me and Steve have just had an hour journey on the train where we probably talked about United 2 minutes, which isn't bodes well for a United podcast. And also Steve got told off by a very old lady
for chewing a piece of plastic.
And it was very, I think, like,
she was really...
this shows where you have maturity, because 20 years ago we'd have been grappling with the whole family. Police would have been called, and it wouldn't have ended well.
Yeah,
and I just
enough,
thought,
the sons didn't want to know.
Leave the building, but she didn't like Steve at all, and then she kept just staring, and she looked. It was like, what the fuck? I can't do it. It's
she
such right, a mob.
Bags,
I can't deal
horrible.
With this. I can't. Anyway, right, so Steve doesn't want to talk football, but I will. I say, we knew it'd be a war of attrition, but I thought it was a little bit better than that. The performance, the passing, some of the build-up play, we had some good moments, and we looked solid. They didn't do as well as I thought they'd do, but maybe that's down to us for once, and we held on. So it's a little bit better. Obviously, the final third again, like, will you start fucking taking your chances, United? But I thought Delo had an excellent game. I thought Sabitzer was good. I thought Casemiro grew in the games he starts, and I thought Eriksen was purring, but still not with it. Sancho was Sancho again, and like he's, I think Nick might, they might have repeated this in their podcast, but he said he's a giver, like he doesn't like want to take it himself, he's like, he's looking for the exit to the man.
I don't get it with Sancho. I don't know what he's, granted I don't watch that much foreign football at all, but I don't get,
you don't watch much of our football,
no
you?
I don't watch any much of any football, but I don't get what Sancho offers at the minute, and I know he's a young lad, and I know he's come with a big price tag, and I sort of sympathise for that, but I don't know what he's good at. I know what Anthony's good at. I think he's got plenty of sort of bite in him. He's got a few tricks. He's fast, and I think if we had a centre forward, a proper centre forward, I think he's got someone to aim at. But I don't see what Sancho has at this moment in time. I don't see him being that fast. I don't think he's got any tricks. I think he took his goal midweek very well. But the jury's still massively out on him. I thought today Casemiro was good. I think when him and Eriksen and Bruno and Sabitzer, I'm happy with them. I'd like to keep Sabitzer. I think he's an upgrade on what we've got, and I do think he's a squad player. We're just crying out for a centre forward, aren't we? He's playing.
Yeah, it's painful at times. Yeah, I mean, you could tell Ten Hag wasn't going to make early subs, so he's like. And as I said, like I said to a few people before, and lovely conversation, so lovely being back, seeing people. But it's like Eric's come, and Ajax are a big club in terms of what they've won in the past, but they're not like United, and United is a beast, and he's probably tired, and that's make he, like when you're at it and like this relentless, you make mistakes, and Eric's made a few mistakes, but what, like today, right, I'm not going to make my subs early. I'm going to see how this game goes. But going back to the Sancho bit, he did track back the second half and block them off, and I thought Eric clearly likes it. Where we'd be saying no, he doesn't deserve, but he's playing every game since he's come back.
He does,
again.
But I think one of the brightest stars we've got is that Palestri, and I'd give him more minutes.
Yeah,
than
is he one of the? I don't get me wrong, I like what I see, but is he one of those that we look at and we go, oh, it's shiny and new, and we put a lot of expectation? But is he? Eric knows what he's talking about.
He
isn't
does.
He? Like he's treated Gonaccio well.
Before the game, me and Paul were talking about the goalkeeper,
De Gea came out and headed a ball, and we said this was exciting.
He did. And whether you agree that we should keep him or move him on, that's a debate for another day. But me and Paul agreed that Ten Hag is not going to sort of. I don't think he's sort of linked to any player. I think he's going to do what's best for the club, which I can't say previous managers have done. I think he'd be quiet.
Do you have any doubts? Because I have none.
What about
Ten Hag?
Not at all.
But to deal with the protests, we didn't go up till 18. I was actually outside for most of it. I couldn't get. They shut off the bit under the tunnel, and there was a good, a good proportion there, and the smoke. I thought, not for the asthmatics again. so much, I'm joking, but it's like, I felt like I went to the Must House and it was like, I felt a little bit sad on the thing that, because a lot of, like, you know, I'm sure they would debate it, a lot of my lot went in, you know, like normal, and that's not a dig, it's like, we're all different. And I've got to, after 18 years, you know, writing about and do what they're saying, but it's like I looked and I was on my own for a bit outside K-Stand, literally on my own, and I thought, I just want to go, like, we have to be a fanzine, but it's equally very tiring that you just want to go and watch football, and like, I'm tired of the drawn out takeover saga, I'm a bit tired of what comes next, I'm tired of the fucking leeches, you know, I wish I could just switch my brain off for it, because I'm tired of it all.
But unfortunately, I think that you're in for the long haul. Like, if it takes weeks and months to sell a house, a £4-5 billion empire isn't going to be done in a weekend, is it? I think this is going to be, this is going to take a lot longer than people realise, I think.
But your view on, like, it was, we're agreed on this, there's no good billionaires, but you're, it's like, I don't want to go to the schoolboy, you know, who's your best favourite bidder, you know, it's like, so, it's not like that, it's complicated, it's nuanced, read the editorial and the mag, but it's like, it's out of our hands. Me and you, say, in a pub in Sheffield, serving pale ale, has no influence about what's going to happen at our football club, and the people that matter the most, the fans, have the smallest say. You know, look, I'm not meaning to dig out Musk, but look how Musk were promised the biggest shirt scheme in the world, and it turned into nothing. So we're patronised. You know,
I think with this, like, Jim Radcliffe bit at the moment. All right, he's from Failsworth, and I think everyone in their heads think, like, all right, let's say he's worth 10-20 billion quid, and he's, I think people in their head think he's going to buy the club and give it to us. He's not going to do that.
No, he's a roaring capitalist in the worst, polluting, asset stripping. That's why I find it unedifying, you know, which side are you on? But equally, like, again, read the Ed, you know, like, we should be gleeful that the Glazers are going, but question the what next. What's it actually involved? Don't believe journalists being pandered briefing. But I'm just sick of it.
Quite happily corrected, but I mean, I don't know many billionaires. But
do you know any?
No, I don't know any millionaires.
I don't know many billionaires.
I don't know many billionaires, but I presume that that's because they're all cunts. And
I think
I should say cunt.
No, I think there's reasons that we don't know billionaires that don't come down to them being absolute tossers. Do you think they'd ever?
Yeah. They're not the age of 42 jibbing trains, are they? So too tight to pay for the fucking
pissing off a woman in the on a train. Billionaires don't have that. Yeah, drinking cans and hopefully not spilling. It reminds me of the time that I nearly spilt red wine on. Oh dear, that was a grim train journey, and you're like,
we did get our snacks from M&S.
We did, and so maybe we're moving up in the world. They're still the great. Like,
I did buy the yellow stickers.
Yeah, well, you've got to always look out for the yellow stickers. Right, so Nick might have mentioned this, but he said quite profoundly before the game, what if the hokey cokey is what it is all about?
Oh, Barney.
That was Nick. Don't blame me, that was Nick.
Well, Nick's a moron, isn't
he? Yeah, I've had to edit you once, Steve. You're doing very well.
Well, there's someone walking in the pub.
No,
now.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Are you sure?
Don't, like, that's edited out, isn't it? Why do that? Why do that? But what I said, like, I still, for all my angst, and I know it's on me, it's not on the rest of the world, mates who just go into football Saturday when it is Saturday, go in, go out. But I still love it, and I still like the world around it.
I do love it, and like today, I live here.
You found like the Thursday Sunday. No, but the Thursday Sunday hardness.
I've lived here, I think, 5-6 years, and the first couple of years was an absolute dream. I get on the train, stare out the window. I don't have my kids mithering me. I don't have my missus mithering me. I have a few beers in town, go to the game, a few more beers after, go home. Everyone's happy, but I just think this season's been tough for the amount of Sundays, the amount of Thursdays.
I bet it is. You've been listening to the podcast. It's shit. I hate that Thursday Sunday for some reason. And I spoke to Angus, who prefers it to the Wednesday Saturday. But bring on the Wednesday Saturday slog. Here's a question for you. Monty Don said, the other week and you've been listening to the podcast, thank you, Steve. Who's your biggest influence outside of United? Well, Monty Don didn't ask that, I did. Who is your biggest influence?
My biggest influence outside of United, in terms of what? Like, how I've grown as a person?
Yeah,
like,
to be abused by an old lady on a train. How's your growth?
I don't know. Personal development.
It's like when we keep saying it, celebs fuck up. You know, I shagged the cleaning lady, but I want to improve and better myself as a person. And then when the celebrity always ends their apology by going, I will grow as a person. No, you won't.
I think
your PR agency.
I don't know. I think my family have been good. Very working class family from mum's from Ancoats, or sorry, Ancoats, and my dad's from Newton Heath, so they've had like a big part of my life and sort of enforcing like the rules, like you don't do this and you do that, and you carry old days shopping home and stuff like that. I think that's important.
Have you ever carried an old lady shopping back?
Yeah, man, plenty of times. Yeah,
well, Eric did say what he wants them to learn is this week, saying the next step, however, progress we've been doing is to fight back in that game, not the next one. So we've said we're very resilient. I just had to put that in.
We
do respond, but he said, and I thought he gets it. He's like, right,
he
so
does,
can
but,
I just
but,
ramble one last thing?
You right, can't.
Do you know what pissed me off? Hates of the week. When they said, you know, that they're not going to get bailiffs round to force prepayment meters. And then they said the caveat to that was to 85 years and older. So poor old Doris, who's 84, is going to have her door slammed in. I thought, what a world, what a country that we're saying, oh, it's 85. What do you like? Why not make it 75? Why not make it 65? So an 84-year-old is still going to get her door bashed in. Apparently, Bev, or Bev's wife, said, I pronounce woot wrong. I pronounce everything wrong, Bev's wife. I'm sorry. But apparently it's voot. Did you know this? Voot. You get a voot round. Wrap round your head, you get a voot wrap round your head. That's an old song.
No, I know what the song is, Barney, and I know who you're talking about. I don't really think I've got a hate of the week. I don't like blokes in. I don't like blokes wearing like gym clothes, like with like straight caps. I was like, why are you wearing a cap
in
a gym?
I did laugh
dickhead?
When you did the podcast. And you came up with your men upside down. Oh. That was genius. There's an option for that. Don't go to a gym. But I will also say, silkworms boiled. That's what I'm on about. Watch the YouTube. It's silkworms being boiled alive. That's Succession I've started. What a TV series. Probably one of the greatest first episodes I've ever seen.
Another thing
great
that I don't like.
Only first series.
So my little girl goes to a nursery. And they were like, do you want her, like, does she want food and stuff like that? We're like, yeah, she wants food.
She wants
so I have
to
pay. Half of me thinks, well, no, I won't fucking pay for food and you'll have to feed her anyway. But she does French. So twice a week.
French at nursery?
She does French. She's what? 2. And it cost me an extra, it cost me £2 a week.
You take her out of French. And, I don't think she's going to hold it against you.
Well, I don't want to look like that, like the bad dad. It cost me £2 a week. And I was like, Iris, what a French have you learned? She just runs around going, bonjour, bonjour, bonjour. But she doesn't like to say it like that. She's like, it's more like, bonjour, bonjour. And that's fine. But I begrudge paying.
This has taken a weird turn.
I just begrudge paying £2 a week. It's like £8 a month.
I begrudge paying anyone money.
Over a year, that's going to cost me like 80 quid for her to run around shouting bonjour. See?
I don't get that. And if that were Cockney land, you'd go, that's a scam. Can I say one last story? And I'm a very petty individual. So we watch, because Albert's loving. I prefer as I get older real life documentaries, and we've watched all the TV football series, but we watched there's something on Amazon Prime called This Is Football or something. Anyway, the first or second episode, and it is fascinating, it's about Rwanda and the recovery, but it's about the Scousers, so the Scouse Supporters Club over there, and it is a moving episode, you know what that can't, but I'm so petty.
Did you cry?
No, but I'm so petty that it showed like them watching a game. That I said to my wife, like, I have to Google that United have a bigger supporters club than they do. So we're watching this really moving documentary, but also in my pettiness, I was making sure United had a bigger supporters club. That's not very good, is it? What does football do to us?
What does he do to you?
Does it to everyone, though? There'll be someone, I always maintain, United, everyone has a story. There will be someone with a really weird and wonderful story from just going to Aston Villa on a Sunday at 2 o'clock. Like, they'll end up in the middle of nowhere with
shall
a story.
Shall I tell the story about the caretaker at my...
No.
Where? Oh.
No, for fuck's sake. Right, we're coming to it. Right, so, come on, talk football, Steve.
We have talked football.
For about 3 minutes.
I don't know, I think it got put in our group, didn't it, the other day about, like Mark put, oh, they're tired and that's why they didn't get the win at Spurs. I don't buy tiredness, me, with professional athletes.
No, but it's they like, are. They can't. Like, mate, if we moan about a train packed and an uncomfortable
tired.
Coach.
Mate.
Well, we're all tired.
Right, we complain about it, but it doesn't stop me doing my job every day.
No, but
we're
it
not,
can't be good, like, to constantly be travelling, constantly be doing. They need a break up.
But
the
they're
West
not travelling. They're not stood up on a train. No, on the
they're
way
not doing it like
back.
We are, but they're still, it's not.
I don't buy not, it. I think we've got to question our mentality. I watched a bit of City and Arsenal the other day.
No, don't. And where do you stand on that? Because it's just doing
Arsenal.
My head in. No. The whole, you know what, we can't say.
I'd rather not like, talk about it. But I do think Arsenal were beating the tunnel. I think like the mentality, like City had them waiting, and I thought City went after them straight away. And I think that proper unnerved them. And a question... Obviously, everyone questions Arsenal's mentality, but a question our own mentality when you're 2-0 up, coasting at Spurs, and they come out the blocks and they blitz us, and instead of coming out and saying, do you know what, we thought the game was done and dusted at half time, they caught us on the hop, and we weren't expecting them to come out. Instead of that, it's like just bullshit excuse after bullshit
excuse.
Yeah,
but that's why for the cup final we have to... I feel like, you know, Picasso in his latest period where his
funnily
paintings
enough,
fucked. That's how my head is.
All
about
his, all his paintings are fucked.
No,
up.
His early stuff was all right, but that's how bad my head is.
So they know, readers.
Go to the Picasso Museum in Barcelona. What spot? There's a great bar opposite. But my head feels like we cannot. I don't want to talk about it for a few weeks, to be honest, because I'm sick of it. It's like it just perturbs. It's not.
I know.
Perturbs doesn't even come into the view. It's,
and what
it's
I've
a,
said
it's
isn't about them. It's about
we've
us.
Got to do. Someone said, well, let's do a 77. I know. And one more miracle. Not miracle, that's the wrong word. But one more, come on. I'll be glad, you know, when the Glazers, please God. I'm tired of even photoshopping Avram's bald head with a ponytail being a weirdo. I just, please, let's never talk about him again.
No.
Like, another edit.
Is it?
Yes.
That's not even bad.
That is very bad.
Is it?
Yes. You can't say those things in your own house. You can't say those things in a house, let alone in a podcast.
I'd say worse than that during the day.
Right. I don't know what to say. Apparently, at Bayern, they have a... Nathan said this. They have a section of support sponsored by T-Mobile, but they all have to wear shirts that spell out T-Mobile at a game. Can you imagine us? What would ours just be? Sad bastards.
Do you get it for free?
Yeah. Would you wear a shirt like... What would it be?
The Paul Smith makeup.
Right, okay. I've got anything to add? It's your turn at the bar.
It is my turn at the bar.
What shall we say? What's it all about, Steve?
Up the Reds.
Up the fucking Reds. Love you all.